This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.News.com's World Report for the week being the 29th of May. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The terrorist bombing in Manchester will continue to dominate the news agenda next week. But life will get back to normal in Britain, helped by the general election campaign, with the election on June the 8th. The problem of open borders in the age of cross-border terrorism will be discussed in an EU report due out on Tuesday. In Ireland, the ruling Fine Gael party chooses a new leader on Friday. Taoiseach Enda Kerry is retiring after 42 years in politics. Green technology will be one of the main topics at an EU-China summit in Brussels on Thursday and Friday. Premier Li Keqiang will lead the Chinese delegation. On Monday, there will be a summit at Versailles between the newly elected French president Emmanuel Macron and the Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Donald Trump is back in Washington next week for discussions with the Vietnamese premier on the South China Sea. Also in Washington, the foreign ministers of the Organization of American States meet at OAS headquarters on Wednesday to discuss crisis-stricken Venezuela. In Nigeria on Wednesday and Thursday, the Nigerian government is suing a Shell subsidiary for the alleged theft of crude oil. The government is claiming damages of $406.8 million. Malta holds a snap general election on Saturday following allegations that Prime Minister Joseph Muscat's wife owned shares in an offshore Panamanian company. And finally, from next Thursday, all Estonian police cars will be equipped with, wait for it, teddy bears. The stuffed toys will be used to comfort children caught up in accidents. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for Look Ahead's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms with the expanded LookAhead.News.com world analysis for the week beginning the 29th of May. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The terrorist bombing in Manchester will continue to dominate the news agenda next week. More arrests, court appearances, more deaths among those critically injured, the row between Britain and US intelligence over leaks about the bombing, the inevitable post-mortem of British security and the presence of troops on British streets will all continue to grab headlines. The British election campaign will be back in full swing after a pause because of the bombing. There will be two major television programs. On Wednesday, representatives from all seven political parties appear in a BBC debate. Refusing to debate will be Prime Minister Theresa May and Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, but they will appear individually and consecutively on Friday night. In Ireland, the ruling Fine Gael party chooses a new leader on Friday. Taoiseach Enda Kerry is retiring after 42 years in politics. The two main contenders for his old job are Simon Coveney and Leo Varadkar. The new leader will automatically take over as Prime Minister or Taoiseach. The future of the Schengen area comes under the spotlight on Tuesday when the European Commission publishes a report on deficiencies exposed by terrorism. Several borders in the 26-nation Schengen zone have been temporarily closed because of cross-border terrorism. Green technology will be one of the main topics at an EU-China summit in Brussels on Thursday and Friday. European Council President Donald Tusk and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker will represent the EU. China will be represented by Prime Minister Li Keqiang. On Monday, there will be a summit at Versailles between the newly elected French President Emmanuel Macron and the Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Then on Thursday, Putin plays host at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. Donald Trump is back in Washington next week. On Wednesday, he meets the Vietnamese Prime Minister for talks on the South China Sea. Also in Washington, the foreign ministers of the Organization of American States meet at OAS headquarters on Wednesday. They will be discussing crisis-stricken Venezuela. Dozens of people have been killed and hundreds injured in protests against Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. In Nigeria on Wednesday and Thursday, the Nigerian government is suing a Shell subsidiary for the alleged theft of crude oil. The government is claiming damages of $406.8 million. Malta holds a snap general election on Saturday. The snap elections were called by Prime Minister Joseph Muscat following allegations that his wife owned shares in an offshore Panamanian company. Also on Saturday, local elections will be held in Cambodia and Latvia. And that was next week's News Today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.